Friday, 73.7. Yes?
Secretary, ma'am, I know.
Good morning, I hope you're as happy about Brazil as I am.
Well, I am.
I think that's the most important thing that's happened to the hemisphere in 3 years.
Well, I hope they give us some credit instead of hell.
Well, we'll get it eventually because, we'll get, this will affect the whole hemisphere, the whole latitude on Cuba and everything else. It's big across the board.
Yeah.
At least I hope so. Doesn't mean we don't have a lot of problems, we have to be careful about it.
And we better watch that awful careful and get in there awfully quick and move in every resource we got to really help them?
Well, yes, but I think we've got to do two things. We gotta get the Europeans to come with us so we don't end up holding the sack again. And secondly, we've got to get them to stop this inflation, take the measures to stop the inflation, and secondly, to institute reform. This won't be politically popular. And we sent out a long telegram yesterday pointing out that this might be the best time to do it. Once you get a government that's been elected, then it maybe can't do it. Now you've got some people that can't succeed themselves and shouldn't have too much ambition, and maybe they can be statesmen instead of politicians.
Good.
And we're working on it. I think if we were to go in, I had a call from Senator Greening this morning warning about shoveling in a lot of money without getting anything for it. And there's a long history on that.
Yeah.
And I think we'd hurt ourselves bad if we did that and not even help the Brazilians.
Yeah.
But I think we should give them all they want the minute they do their part.
Yeah.
All they need.
All right. Now what about our negotiator?
Well, my thought was that our people are going to be up against some pretty smart lawyers from Panama. This is the number one problem of the Panamanian lawyers. You would be better off in the country if we selected a good lawyer. And I thought about Bob Anderson as one choice. I don't really care about the individual, but I think he would, I'm sure, is nationally known and could help you a lot on the Hill, and we need that two-thirds vote. And since he obviously won't be able to spend full time on it, I thought about backing him up with a full-time ambassador, either Bob Eubigen or somebody of that kind who's experienced in this sort of thing, as a number two person.
Bob who?
Bob Eubigen.
How you spell it?
N-U-N-E-W-B-E-G-I-N. Eubigen.
You can't get Bob Anderson. Who else would you get?
Well, if I couldn't get Bob Anderson, I'd pick me a good nationally known lawyer, known as a lawyer. And I thought about even Dean Acheson. He might do it.
Well, he's not very strong on the Hill.
Well, if he's not, maybe he can tell you somebody who is, or maybe you know somebody who is. I think you're a fellow. I can think of a lot of good Texas lawyers, including Jaworski. But be heavily loaded on the Texas side again.
Yeah.
I think if you...
Need a Spanish-speaking one, don't you?
Well, it would be better. You could get some in New York. Do you think it's good politics to get a Republican or a Democrat?
Yeah, Republican.
Well, I can tell you one that I have a regard for. His name is John Lockwood. He's the personal attorney of Nelson Rockefeller. He used to be in the State Department.
Big Spanish?
Well, I think so. It's been 10 years since I've seen him, but he knows some Spanish and maybe he's fairly fluent in it.
What about Milton Eisenhower?
Well, he's not a lawyer, and I think he's already committed in that, in his book, The Wine is Bitter. Pretty much showed his hand in that.
What about Milo Perkins?
Well, Milo's not a lawyer. And Milo would be controversial, too.
Why?
Well, he's a conservative.
Is he? Well, Wallace is his executive assistant here.
Well, Milo is one of my best friends in this world, you know, but he's more conservative than I am, and I'm labeled as a conservative. not a lawyer, but that's the main thing.
What about this fellow with Grayson Company? Moore?
Well, I don't know whether John is a lawyer or not, but he hasn't practiced since I've known him. I've known him for 15 or 20 years. I try to get me a first-rate lawyer, known as a lawyer. Because they're going to be talking about abstract juridical theories of sovereignty and perpetuity and Elihu Root.
Well, you be thinking, get three or four and feel them out.
Well, may I call around?
Yeah, I'm going to call Bob Anderson, but you call around and see who you can get in mind. We ought to get someone's name right away. I think if we don't have anybody else by this afternoon, we ought to say it's going to be under the general. Well, maybe we can't. I started to say maybe we ought to say Bunker'd handle it, but.
He's not tough enough for that job. You really need a tough guy because he'll take the gold out of his teeth.
Well, now, they've got nothing in this agreement, have they, that we haven't all said all along?
No, I think we're all right. I think we're all right, but we need a tough guy now to get down to the hard negotiating. And I would try to talk Bob into it. I think if you were to call him and tell him that he'll have as much support as he wants, he won't have to give a lot of personal time. He'll have to open up the meeting, attend a meeting occasionally, which he can do, and he'll have a former ambassador and a staff do all the donkey work for him. And all we want from him is guidance. If you put it to him on that basis, and as a patriotic duty, I don't see how you can turn it down.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now listen, are y'all gonna announce this over to OAS before we do over here, or can we do it simultaneously?
Well, you know, I'm not up on the details, but I think, because the announcement, I thought it was going to be done simultaneously. That's what I was told. I'm in bed, you know. I've had pneumonia.
Oh, God. I better let you go. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.